Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into not Substation 2, but the Lesnar Fire Department. My name is Manning Kimmel, and of course the program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tigakay, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, this is quite an operation. The annual Leslie Volunteer Fire Department barbecue. I believe this is like, how many years, Randy Lake?
64 years.
64. And wouldn't you know, the first guy I run into here, he should be representing us in Columbia today, but he's here at the Pig Picking. How you doing?
All right. Listen, we don't miss this. And and the people in Columbia just wish they could get barbecue like this. They would like to feed us that low country barbecue, and this is much better right here in Leslie, let me tell you.
Now, you know what's interesting? One of the most interesting things I've seen so far is right over here, Brown Simpson. There was a rumor that he had defected from the Oakdale Volunteer Fire Department and had joined Leslie, but because he's working here. But he tells me, no, he's just helping out.
Mutual aid. I think they call that mutual aid. Mutual aid. They just came to help, because look at this long line. It takes more than one team to put this together.
Well, that is the truth. And I don't know who the mastermind is behind all this, but we're going to find out. They're all pointing. Okay, here we go. Uh-huh. Now, he's actually doing the slaw. So say, I'm gonna go behind him. We're getting a little noise there from something. There we go. Walk around over here. There we go. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-ta. All right. You're live on the air, so tell everybody who we're talking to.
I'm Paul Watts.
Hi, Paul. You are, I'll go on this side of you. You've got the responsibility of getting the coleslaw in there.
Right now, that's what I'm doing.
Have you held any of these other positions? Have you done beans? Have you done the chop? What?
I've done it all at one time.
So now you've taken the easiest job?
No, it's not the easiest.
No, I guess the easiest job's right over here, handing out the plates, right?
Probably.
So now how many official years is this for the volunteer department doing this barbecue?
64 years.
64 years, and of course this is a big fundraiser for the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department. We're going to talk to your chief, Tommy White, here in a little bit, but meanwhile, we're going to roll right up the line here. All these people who are making all this possible, don't worry about me. I'm just talking on the radio. Look who's here. Tell everybody who this man is.
Matt Tsai with Comfort Systems. How are you, Manning?
Wonderful. The heck with Comfort Systems. We're going to get some barbecue, right?
You're right. Absolutely.
All right. I'll let you get out of the way. Here, okay. Woo. Move out of the way. Move over here. So, the man with the money, he's so busy he can't even talk. You know, normally we get a table, Randy, to sit down and talk, but for some reason they're so busy they haven't got time to talk to me.
Chief Tommy is covered up, busy here. Of course, I blame this on WRHI promoting Mr. George's radio ad so much. He was on the radio, and, of course, you see what he did. He brought a crowd that's lined up to the road out there.
That's true. I mean, it's quite a line, and the line has been this way ever since I pulled up. Probably 45 minutes ago, so it's 10. Oh, four so. So let me see if I stole a couple of these $20 bills, he would give me some attack. I don't know what that noise is, but don't worry about it. All right. So, there's Tommy. He's gonna go. How you doing?
I'm busy as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
They really are busy here today. This is amazing. You know, all the years that I've done this, we've always sat down and had a nice conversation about firefighters and volunteer fire department. And for some reason, nobody's got any time to do that today. What have you done, George?
I haven't done anything but work since I got here this morning.
Well, as Randy Ligon just said, it's all those commercials with your voice on them telling everybody to come down here. That's the problem. That's the problem. This is really something. I've seen crowds out here before.
And huge table of goodies out there. I've already looked them over. It's going to be hard to make a choice.
I'll bet you right now, in 20 minutes, there won't be anything left at that table.
Well, they better rush over here and get it then.
where I'm getting that noise from, let me... Whoa. Okay. Just getting a bunch of interference from inside this big old metal building. But this is quite something to see, and I don't know how to best describe this, so I'm going to let the Colonel, who is an auctioneer and knows how to describe things to people. How would you set up what you're seeing here, Randy?
Well, it's overwhelming, but, you know, look at the teamwork down through here. And like Brown Simpson said, it takes more than one fire department to handle this, and they reached out to the surrounding fire departments. Oakdale, I guess, is one of the closest ones, and I think there's some Rock Hill firemen down there on the end. And, you know, those folks are out here helping. But look at the people lined up. They wrapped around the tables of goodies out there, and then they go back out. That's like you take a dog leg left around the goodies and then back out dog leg right to the parking lot. So it's a whole heap of people here. And as somebody said when they were ordering, they said, don't be choosy. Just take what they give you. It's all good.
Now, of course, this is a major fundraiser for the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department, as it is for all the others that do similar activities like this. Can you imagine what it would be like to deal with the whole issue of fires in South Carolina if we didn't have volunteer fire departments?
Let me tell you, we need more volunteers. I can't, you know, to answer your question, we could not survive in the fire protection business without the volunteers. But we sure do need to take a minute to put a plug in to the young folks. Jump out here, become part of your community. And the best way to do that and get involved, and all the newcomers who keep moving here, get involved with your volunteer fire department. These guys need your help. You know, they're like me and you. They're aging out, some of them. And we need young blood here in the fire department. So we would love to see folks come on out. There's Sam Beck from the Catawba Indian Nation just getting a load right there. He's going with a sack full. But all, you know, we all need good folks and need good volunteers. Let me tell you, I'm working on trying to get more money for our fire departments at the state level. We're blessed this year with some surplus funds. And I promise you, we're going to bring some back to the fire departments because they earn it, they deserve it, they need it. The bottom line is, we need it. They need it.
I mean, this really is a culture, because these men and women, they're not paid a dime for doing this. They're not paid a dime for running out there to try to save your property when a fire exists. And all the time they put into these fundraisers, it's just amazing how much they do to help their community.
Well, you know, this particular fire department, Leslie, is one that serves an accident on I-77. You know, where I-77 is right there. And if you are passing through and you or your family member has an accident, somebody's got to go help them get out of a wreck. They got the Jaws of Life machine, you know, tear open an automobile and get you out. Well, that machine is expensive. These pay for
it. Whoa. I'm just getting a bunch of stuff here in my ear.
It's all right. But anyway, that's why we're raising money. Fire departments need you.
Sorry, Randy. Let's get over here closer to the...
We can go closer to the candy.
Let's go. I think it's this big old metal building that's doing this in here. And let's see if we stand right over here. This is any better. I think it's a little bit better. We'll try this. But as you're pointing out, this is... Really, this is America at its best.
Yes, it's apple pie and fire departments and American flags, and it's all right here today. But again, please encourage your young folks to come out and become volunteers. They can even take classes, I think, in some of the high schools and tech colleges on how to run a pumper truck.
All right. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to see if we can clear up this interference that we're getting, and it's... Straight Talk on the Road here at the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department. We hope you get out here for the barbecue. Grant all day today, and we'll be back in a little bit.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
With Comporium, you get way more than home security. You get eyes everywhere. Remote access to lights and locks anywhere. And right now, you'll get a secure home for a lot less than you think with anytime live video streaming, remote temperature control, and 24/7 monitoring. We're more than your internet company. We're your peace of mind, never felt this easy company. For zero stress levels, stay connected to what matters most. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you want to find the best subs and salads, tell Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are, not at Substation 2, but live from the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department for the annual barbecue. And quite a crowd has turned out here today. And they are gobbling up just about everything they have, including where we are right now at the front of the fire hall, where you're going to find all kinds of homemade treats, all kinds of dessert items, cookies and cakes and pies and what have you. Those will all be gone in probably about an hour or so. With me is State Representative Randy Ligon. And before we got interrupted by whatever that interference was, we were talking about how important volunteer fire departments are to the state of South Carolina in protecting the citizenry from, one of the major things that we are all concerned about, fire.
Absolutely. We, Manny, we've gone to a few paid professionals, like one guy, two guys, just to keep the lights on at night in between shifts when people are coming and going to work. But, that's not nearly enough. It takes 20 guys to fight a fire maybe, and we got one or two paid, which means we need 18 volunteers to hurry up and get there. So, and this is a statewide problem. I'm blessed to represent the Leslie area, but at the State House just last week, we were talking about this very problem across the state, and particularly a problem up and down the interstates. And, South Carolina is blessed with a lot of interstate miles, but those interstates, if you have an accident on them, more times than not, that accident is serviced first by a volunteer fire department somewhere in South Carolina.
The advent of paying, you know, hired firemen for the volunteer fire department is really a function of the, what they call that ISO rating. If you don't have a certain amount of manpower at your station 24/7, you're going to see everybody's insurance rates go up.
They're going to go up, and you know, and then we want to have stations as close as 5 miles and 10 mile radiuses, and I mean, it's, I don't know the calculations, but I know the more fire departments we have, the more the population base is near fire departments. All that impacts your insurance rates, and of course, everybody wants to save money on their insurance, but you also got to turn around and help the volunteer firemen do that job so they can give you that lower insurance rate.
And therein is probably one of the biggest challenges that every fire department has. We just have a new generation in this country that just, you know, is not getting involved in a lot of club activities, organizations, things like this, volunteer fire department, for that matter, even in church.
Well, sure. And some of these guys, they're all in the same Sunday school class, and then they fight fires together also. It is as American as apple pie and baseball, let me tell you. Being a volunteer fireman is so important to every community. I just can't emphasize enough how badly we all need, in every community, needs more volunteer firemen. And it could be women, too, now. Don't forget, the ladies are doing a good job stepping up. We have several, I know, in Rock Hill.
Well, it is it's a yeoman's effort to not only run the volunteer fire department, but then you got to turn around and you got to raise money. Now, they have most of these volunteer fire departments have special taxing districts that help out. They get some help from the county as well. But overall, this is something that requires an awful lot of money. I mean, just the cost of a new fire truck. Good Lord. I mean, you're talking, what, millions of dollars or a couple?
$200,000 or $300,000, and that's kind of like the stripped-down version, and then you got to put equipment on it. You got to put men on it in turnout gear, I think is the terminology. You know, that's your backpack of oxygen tanks and all that. I think there's something like $30,000 a man, you know, by the time you do all that.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's go over here and just take a look at all these goodies that are here. Who is the goodie lady? We need to get one of these ladies over here to talk to us about... Huh? Good luck on getting them to talk. Well, you know, I know she can do it. Uh-huh. All right. So, here she is. Now, is she going to talk to us? I bet she is. Come on over here. Come on over here, just a minute. Come on over. I just want you to give us an idea. First of all, who makes all these goodies?
The community, Leslie community does.
All the women?
All the women. Some men.
I would like to see a man put out something like this. That ain't going to happen. All right, I want you to try to just look around the tables here and just tell me what you are offering.
We have cupcakes, brownies, cookies. We had a few of the large pound cakes earlier, but they are now gone, so...
And this table normally gets wiped out before the barbecue's ever gone.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have more tomorrow, though.
Oh, are you going to be cooking some more tonight?
Not me.
All right. Those are a dollar. Sell those. Now tell me your name.
Shannon Ellis.
All right, Shannon. How long have you been part of this fire department?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You got drafted. All right. What particular item did you bake here? You didn't bake anything? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Somebody has to be in charge of sales, you know. I'm an auctioneer. It's about the sale.
You know, hey, Randy, I'm looking at this these donuts with the stripes on them.
Red, white, and blue stripes on a donut. Boy, set me in. What do you give for them? Tell me. How many dollars on it now? What are you going to give for them now? What do you want? Two. What do you get two? What do you get three? Three, and a four, and a five, and a six. Now, what do you tell me? Now, what do you get seven, eight, and a nine, nine. Sold now. We got to sell them out right here, boys.
Well, you know what? We've got a little bit of a break in the crowd here, Randy. So let's go sashay on deck here and see if we can get back in here. Excuse me for just a second. Thank you so much. And we're going to roll back in here. We're going to try this one more time and see how well we do. Tommy White is going to come right over here. Tommy? Tommy. The chief, come on over here. Yeah, a little break in the action. So we want to make sure that we... Are you all right? Are you exhausted yet or not?
I'm pretty well whipped.
This opened today at what time?
Well, some people thought it was 9, and they were showing up at 9:30.
And it has been a steady line until right now?
Till right now. That's been it. It finally stopped.
Have you cooked enough pig for this?
I think we did. Like I said, a lot of people have come out, and, of course, we still got everything to go. And so, but we've had a large turnout this morning, so I don't even know what time it is.
What time is it, Randy?
10 to 1.
Oh, yeah, well, we finally got a break.
So how important is this annual barbecue to what you do here at Leslie?
Well, it's, the people look forward to it in the area, and because we always get asked through the year, you know, when's the next barbecue? When's the next barbecue? So it's always in February. And hopefully with this year, I'm hoping we're going to get the sale out. The rate things are going, I'm hoping we have a big rush here again after a while, and I'm hoping we get close to selling out. I mean, we cooked the same thing we did last year.
So if you sell out after you had all your expenses and the big salary that you draw for running this, just a joke, you would clear what for the fire department?
Well, I think when in the past, with after all the bills, and of course this year is going to be a tough year because we had a lot of stuff that went up in prices. Yeah, so probably from what we done from last year and all, probably in the range of about $26,000-$27,000 profit.
And you're just like everybody who goes to the grocery store. Everything that you have here has cost you more.
Our supplies has cost more. Meat went up a little bit, but the paper products and stuff is just jumped.
And your prices don't seem to be radically different.
No, we upped them a little bit last year, rounded the sandwiches off a little bit, but to buy a pound of barbecue or a plate with as much as we put on a plate for $10, you can't buy that nowhere.
And no doubt about that. I'm telling you, those are large scoops.
Yeah, I think they put too much sometimes. They want to get done.
No. There's no such thing as too much. Come on now.
But no, it is with the plates that we serve and just knowing what prices are in the restaurants around here, you can't beat the price in what they get.
So when did you all start working on this? I mean, when did you actually put the orders in and go pick up the product, all that stuff?
We received everything end of last week, and we started cooking this past Monday. Cooked all day Monday and Monday evening, all day Tuesday evening. And then on Wednesday, we chopped everything, got it back ready, and started doing the sauce and everything. And then we did the slaw and everything yesterday. So it's been all week.
And people need to understand that all of you have regular jobs, and here you are probably putting in 30 or 40 hours extra this week to do what you need to do for this barbecue.
Yeah, I had a couple of guys took vacations. I've took some time off, but a lot of the guys have taken time off or just took days off, whichever, because we've been shorthanded somewhat, but most all the guys have participated pretty well. And like I say, the first 2 days, we've averaged about 16, 17 hours a day.
All right. So as you say, if you have a good year based on the prices, you might clear $25,000, $26,000, $27,000. But on an annual basis, what does it run you, cost you, to run this department? In other words, gasoline for the trucks, repairs for the trucks, hoses, equipment, bye.
Well, I don't have any figures right in front of me, but fuel's been our biggest hurt this year. With the amount of calls even though we don't run a tremendous amount of medical stuff or a medical assist, we're still running. We run 675 calls this year, and 4 years ago we was running maybe 300 calls. But with the price of fuel and running these big trucks, fuel and all is our biggest thing. And the biggest expense, of course, is having we have 2 full-time paid people and 6 part-time paid people. And the rest of our budget all goes towards salaries and insurance and workman's comp and everything else. I mean, we're maxed out.
So your sources of revenue besides this barbecue come from where?
From the from taxes. We're a special purpose tax district, and the people with property tax and all pay a few dollars on automobiles and houses and all. And so, you know, with a owner, probably some homeowners probably, depending on the cars and stuff, may average $7,500 a year on taxes, and then we get a proportion of that. It comes in from the county. Then we have a little bit of county operating money that we'll get from the county each year.
So is your special taxing district, is it enough based on what has happened to the cost of everything?
No, it's no. We're barely making it, and we're hoping that within a year or so we're going to be able to have another referendum to have a vote and to get our millage raised, because right now we're capped at 5 mil. And a mil out here brings us in about $77,000 maybe. And so we're going to have to do something. And people don't want to hear about taxes, but people want service too.
And as I was just talking with State Representative Randy Ligon, if you guys aren't up to snuff, the ISO rating goes up and everybody's going to pay more for their insurance premiums.
Yes. Yeah. If we had to, we've got it down to a 3. And if it does, where something happen, it affects it.
So I want to get the, oh my Lord, Billy's here. Look out. Look out. So, Randy, come on over here and tell the captain here what you've been working on down in the legislature trying to help out the fire departments.
Right. Well, Chief White knows that I have always been talking about how to help the fire departments with new equipment, but that's the easy question. The bigger question is, how do we help the guys who are serving our interstates? So we're working on trying to figure out how to better provide for you fire departments that have a interstate through your territory. And you know that means you're making that call before the medic gets there. You got to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, we've had our share of wrecks on the interstate. Of course, probably Highway 5 and 21 lately has been the worst. I mean, we had 2 fatalities on South Anderson Road on the 4-lane. One night and one another night.
And state roads that need state help.
But when we go to interstate, it's always a battle because of number one is with traffic. We try to limit our people on the interstate because people don't slow down no more. they see red lights and stuff, and it's hard enough to get them to move over, but they sure don't slow down.
All right, we're running out of time. Congratulations on another successful barbecue. Tommy, thanks for having us down here. And get back to work, will you?
I will, and I appreciate all the work you do. And, Rand, appreciate what y'all do. And appreciate, like I say, WRHI and all for their support and what they do for us.
Thank you. Captain Tommy White, who runs this. Pardon me.
I would like to go back to the captain position.
All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2 for allowing us to go on the road. And, of course, there at Substation 2, they do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. The magical formula for doing it, you guys know it, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will see you on the radio come Monday. Bye.